Blog Talk Radio.
Undead, and this is another episode of Soda Battles. This is the season 2 premiere. I said it was going to come in February, but since Crystal Pepsi decided to make its comeback, I'm going to do a soda battle. Now, I did polls on both Facebook and Twitter to see which soda should actually face Crystal Pepsi in the season two premiere of Soda Battles, and the majority have said Barks, okay? And that was mostly from Facebook, okay? But the minority did say Barks on Twitter, because the majority of people wanted Crystal Pepsi to actually face Coca-Cola, believe it or not. And Barks won by 2 points over Coca-Cola, Mountain Dew Pitch Black, and Mountain Dew Whiteout, which were all tied at, let's see, 4 votes. Barks had 6. Barks Root Beer did. So anyways, let's just talk about the two sodas first off. First you have Crystal Pepsi, and then you got Barks. But let's talk about first we'll talk about Barks. Well, if you are a 90s kid, then you will remember Barks. And when I mean 90s, I mean 1890s. Barks was first introduced in the year 1898, and it's an artificially flavored root beer, which has won 2 battles on Soda Battles and lost 1 against Mountain Dew Whiteout in Season 1. So, yeah, it's all Season 1 battles. So it's been in 3 different battles, 1-2, lost 1. And it's a goddamn good root beer. Also, I think the sodas it beat. You know what? Wait a minute. Yeah, I think it was only in 2 battles, right? I might be wrong. It was either in 2 or 3 battles. I believe it won against A&W and Mug in a triple threat root beer soda battle, but I was told that Barks is a god. I mean, everybody is literally pumped for this. I mean, this is possibly the most exciting battle ever. So, and with Barks here, I mean, I think it's going to be I think it could actually have a close and equally good taste to Crystal Pepsi. So, Crystal Pepsi, let's talk about that. Now, this is a clear cola, and it's more of a natural cola, an alternative to Pepsi, and it's definitely a healthier alternative. It has no color, and definitely tastes better than Pepsi. I don't think I'll ever contend it against Pepsi, but we might try it sometime to see which one is truly better side by side. And if you're a 90s kid, you'll also remember Crystal Pepsi. And when I mean 90s, I mean 1990s. But if you are from the 1890s, there's about a 99% chance you aren't. So, anyways, let's get to the battle, shall we? So let's start pouring our Barks. Now, this is a big bottle. I was expecting to get a single bottle of Barks. I've got my water ready as well for getting rid of the aftertaste so it doesn't interfere with the other soda. Oh, yeah, baby. Barks root beer. This is actually my favorite root beer, believe it or not. I think we got a good battle going. I'm already, the intensity for it is awesome. Next, we have our Crystal Pepsi. I want to see how it resembles with the water, though. I think it, here it is. Now, hear this pour. It's a very soothing sound. Nice. Wow, that's a nice foam. Holy hell, that's a really nice foam. Now, you can really tell that's definitely a soda and not a water. It's definitely got bubbles, a lot of them. This is a really fresh Crystal Pepsi that just got into my supermarket. Actually, my brother said they were freshly new because they felt a little warm, so they must have put in some new Crystal Pepsis as my brother went over there to buy the sodas for me. Actually, I gave him about $4 and $5, yeah. Anyways, without further ado, I'm going to have my drink of water and let the soda battle begin. Oh, but before we do that, I want to tell you the amount, what people have said on Twitter of who would win this soda battle. So let me get to my Twitter, and I'm going to tell you guys what soda, yeah. Here it is. So I had 11 votes in on Twitter. 55% said Barks Root Beer, and 45% said Crystal Pepsi. So Barks Root Beer did win that poll. Anyways, let's give them a taste. Starting with, let's go for the Crystal Pepsi here. Damn, coming straight from the ballpark is Crystal Pepsi. It's making me run in the 90s, literally. Because I've never been to the early 90s before, so I'm guessing we're running in the 90s, because that actually sounds like an 80s song. This tastes very great, you know. I had one today, and I also had a Barks root beer with ice, so tasted both sodas at different times today. All right, there's my taste of water, and now we get to the Barks root beer. Oh, this is a toughie, man. Fuck. I'm going to have to do a second count here, man. I always do this on the show. When they're close to good, they are good. Hold up. Let's do Crystal Pepsi again, all right? Let's just hold up. Again, coming in good. Coming in good. All right. Water again. Now, let's try Barks again. Damn. It's so fucking hard to choose. They are so fucking equal. God damn, you guys made this challenging. I mean, this was the fans' decision. They're equally as good, but we gotta do it one more time. Three times the charm. We'll see which one's better, okay? So far, I think maybe Barks is a bit better, but I'm not sure yet. Let's do it one more time. Okay. Coming from the 1990s. All right. Here we go with the 1890s. I think we have a clear winner here now. By a nose. I'm not joking. By a nose, the winner of this soda battle is no other than, you guys are going to be shocked, Barks Root Beer. Shockwaves, everybody, shockwaves. Oh, man. It won. It fucking won. No. Barks Barks won. Barks won, motherfuckers. No wonder they chose this soda. By just a nose, it beat Crystal Pepsi. Just like Zenyatta got beaten by a nose by that one other horse. Whatever. Anyways, let's go on and take your calls, and I want to hear your reactions. Anyways, the number of the call for tonight is 347-855-5578. Taco Supreme, what are you talking about? This was supposed to be about sodas. Jesus Christ. Anyway, 323, what's up, man? What's going on? I do want to do a rant on Teamsters. That's one thing I wanted to do. First off, I want to say that I want to tell you why Teamsters isn't that great of a host. First off, I think that Teamster is modern trash. He's a fruit. He's very, very unpopular. I don't even know. And people really don't care for the guy, okay? They like Ty Blue personality better than Teamsters because Teamsters lacks a personality. Oh, shut up. Shut up, you son of a bitch. Shut up. Keemstar is one of the greatest hosts in history. I mean, in humor history. Maybe not in, like, I mean, he gets info better than, and whoever said that Crystal Pepsi's from the 80s, you're an idiot. I'm a communist. Look, Crystal Pepsi started in 1992. Okay? Everyone should know this. If you're a crazy Crystal Pepsi fan, you know it was done in 1992 and for a short period of time. Yeah, Keemstar's not a racist, you son of a bitch. No. First off, I never said that, okay? And second, I said Ty Blue was modern trash. Anyways, we're going to 862. What's your thoughts on the soda battle results?
Oh, Eddie, can I invite you to Lazy Town so we can have a freeway with Spartacus? It's so hot, baby bun.
Ah, jeez. Oh, no, listen. Listen, I'd rather have a three... No, I'm not adding you to that. If I wanted to fuck a character from LazyTown, it would be Robbie Rotten. Robbie fucking Rotten. Oh, he said the N-word. Who cares if he said nigger? Look, I said it. That doesn't make me a racist. I mean, I'm white, so it's considered racist? Really? I'm a racist? Everybody's racist, man. Okay, all right, listen. Scratch that, everybody's racist, okay? Or should I say, everybody's a little racist sometimes. But yes. Anyways, 863, you're on the air. What's going on, man?
I have two number nines. A number nine large with a Crystal Pepsi. Number six with...
No, we're not having this. But, no, you are not... Look, I do have Crystal Pepsi right here, but you are not going to take it. You are not going to take my Crystal Pepsi. It's mine. Get it at your local convenience store or something. Don't be that lazy, man. Anyways, 111, your thoughts? What is that? Ah, that hurt my ears a bit. That is weird. Some weird-ass music. Jesus Christ. 111, what's going on, man?
We've been up and down like a yo-yo until the AIDS plan taught me how to take off weight and help keep it off.
AIDS may taste like a candy, but AIDS contains one of the most effective appetite suppressants you can buy. And there's no stimulant in AIDS that could make you nervous.
With AIDS, I ate less, so the weight came off. To help keep it off when I sometimes want things loaded with calories, AIDS helps...
Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me? Ty Blue for Dead City Radio? Oh, shut up. Come on. Come on, man. Jeez. Anyways, man... I'm bombarded with trolls today. How about some barks to that? Some barks to that. Anyways, I'm going to take more calls. It's just, I don't know. I did my soda battle. Barks won. Again, your thoughts on it. Again, the number to call is 347-855-8578. Again, that number to call is 347-855-8578. Let's get to 323. What's going on over here?
This is True Keemstar Obsession Radio.
True Keemstar Obsession Radio.
This is your boy, King Edward Undead.
The badass of being obsessive with Keemstar.
Give him naked photos of Keemstar and Ty Blue or give him death.
So we're going to review some pretty explicit stuff here.
Broadcasting from his skyline room full of garden gnome statues and Keemstar pictures in beautiful downtown Elkhart, Indiana.
So I'm homo with Keemstar.
And now, he'll take it from here. Your host, the butt stalker of Keemstar Butt Stalkers. The man they call King Edward Undead.
Come on, man. Come on. Are you serious? Did you seriously? Okay. I know I heard this yesterday, but again, I do not obsess over Keemstar, okay? I do not obsess over him. I'm just I think he's a pretty funny host. I think he's funny. I think he's humorous. I can't say he's that much of a host, okay? I heard that his baited podcasts have a bad reputation, so I don't know. I'm sure they do. Anyways, we got 862. What's going on? Hold up. What's going on, Maine?
Oh, Eddie, can I have a number 6 with Crystal Pepsi with your cum in it? And they...
No. You cannot have Crystal Pepsi with cum in it. You cannot do that, Maine. You are not. That's actually, you know, I was looking at this bottle of Crystal Pepsi and was imagining that there was cum in it. That's disgusting. You fucking butt stalker. 863, what's going on, Maine?
Red Snyder is a pony.
Jeez, shut up, you fucking brony. Shut up. 111, what's going on? Everybody's racist, man. Okay, alright, listen. Or should I say, everybody's a little nigger. Racist sometimes. Are you serious? I just said that, but I didn't put nigger. Everyone's a little nigger. What? I said everybody's a little racist sometimes. I did not say everyone's a little nigger. And by the way, yeah, saw a future show laughing there. God damn you. Anyways, 111, what's going
on? Allah Akbar!
No, get out of here, Maine. No, we're not having no Muslim peoples on the airs. Come on, man. Go and bomb your own country. Why don't you do that? Bomb your own fucking country. Maybe that will make you feel better. Anyways, I don't know. This has turned into a, what would Ghost call this? A Fruit Bowl Wednesday? Yeah. This has turned into a Fruit Soda Wednesday. Get it? Okay, all right. Enough puns. This has turned into a Fruit Soda Wednesday. Anyways. I do want to make one announcement. Peter the Penguin will be returning for True Penguin Radio tomorrow. I'm not joking. Yeah, he did True Penguin Radio before. And then he changed it to Penguin Politics because he became smart. So now that he's something again, something special again, he's going to do True Penguin Radio. And it's going to be tomorrow at 11 p.m. If Ghost doesn't do a show tomorrow, because I try not to compete with the guy, okay, then it will be an early 6 p.m. show. So anyways, 3, 2, 3, you're on. No. and making another remix on me, Maine. That's true. You shot Obama. I did not shoot fucking Obama. No way. I did not shoot Obama. Look, Obama's alive, man. Obama's alive. Look, nah, man, you fake news, man. I did not shoot. No. Anyways, 862, what's going on?
Oh, Eddie, since you shot Obama, can I go to jail with you so we can have a shower freeway? It would be so hot.
Oh, no, I don't want you dropping the soap on me. Do not fucking drop the soap on me. That is not going to happen. I already know you want to drop the soap. No, no, no. 863, what's going on?
Yeah, hello there, it's the great Skeletor, and I'll have two number nines with a Crystal Pepsi, a number six with extra dip, a number seven, two number 45, one with cheese and a large soda.
Jesus Christ, Skeletor, why? Why are you doing this to me, Skeletor? Look, this is a jumbo soda right here. This is a jumbo Barks root beer, and I've got like this is more of a medium-sized Crystal Pepsi right here. That's what I've got. Anyways, well, okay, 111, you're on the air.
Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Lone Star Beer. Fuck that fucking Alamo and fuck you, Longhorn Steer. Fuck every Dallas cowboy that ever draws a breath. Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Thumbs Head. Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Lone Star.
All right, that's enough. No, listen, fuck you, Texas is an old meme on Ghost Show. I don't know. If you said fuck you, Indiana, then, you know, that would piss me off. But I don't really give two shits about Texas. Here, I'll say it. So you could record this. Listen, you could say this to the Ghost. I do not like Texas. I think Texas is, I'm pretty neutral about it. I don't have nothing against him, actually. Fuck me. Anyways, 111, you're on the air. This is not communist hour. This is not communist hour. Anyways, we're about to combine Barks Root Beer with Crystal Pepsi. Let's go to the chat. Let's see what they're talking about. Oh, hi, Tyson's podcast. Oh, geez, I got a lot of guys to give shout-outs to, so we should give shout-outs. So let's do that. Anyways, I'm going to give some shout-outs. Here we go. We got a future show. We got I'm not a communist, you son of a bitch. I already know what you're doing. Blackjack Capitalist, a.k.a. Twilly Atkins. We got Buzz City. No, Buzz City Radio. I am no. Do not compare me to BuzzFeed. Look, they even took the bait from the freaking Trump piss story. They took the bait, and they're gonna get sued by Donald J. Trump, or should I say, President Donald J. Trump? Yeah, that's right. He's gonna get sued. Well, I mean, BuzzFeed's going to get sued. Woo! Anyways, Eddie for Soviet Radio. I'm not a Soviet. Don't go there. Eddie caused Obama murder. Ah, shut up. I didn't kill Obama. Obama is not dead. He's still alive. It's like how God's not dead, but he's still alive. Twice. Because God's Not Dead actually had a sequel. Get it? Anyways, Eddie must drop dead. Must drop Keemstar. Nah, that's not going to happen. Eddie shot Trump. I'm not going to shoot Trump. I mean, if I was forced to shoot one of those guys, it would be Obama, but I'm not going to shoot Obama. I'm not going to shoot Trump. I'm not a genocidal maniac. I don't shoot people. Anyways, we got guest 2677, Hinkle Family Mutual Killing Game. Well, screw that. Nope.
sell Eddie for Ty Blue host. Why? Well, Obama 1, Eddie 0? Oh, come on. You son of a bitch. Why are you doing this to me, man? Sell Eddie. Okay, there's the. Okay. Taco Supreme Radio. We got Tyson's podcast, a.k.a. Tyson Rocket. And we got Future Show back at the bottom. Is there anyone else who wanted a shout out? Because it feels like more people are getting added. I have no clue. I don't think. I think I called on everybody. Anyways, pretty soon I do want to do a combination between Crystal Pepsi and Barks. So if you want that, I want you to say yes in the chat. I said Scarlet Moon. I thought I said no. Hey, Tucker Supreme Radio, you son of a bitch. Why? Well, aren't you curious to, you know, what Crystal Pepsi and Barks taste like together? I'm not fucking clear. Who? I swear, who is this? God. What? Wait, what? And screw the Cleveland memes. Screw them. I did. Okay. 323. What's going on? Screw you. No. We'll do random vandalism after, all right? Where I just take straight calls, okay? And again, to re-remind you guys, Peter will be doing a show tomorrow by popular demand. Seems like people really like him again, so. But I'm going to tell him not to be a brony on here, okay? But anyways, 862, what's going on?
Eddie, I have a new anime show coming up. It's called Eddie Brown, the gay fag that goes around the furry conventions.
No, I do not go to furry conventions, and I do not condone furry-like activities. I am not a furry, son of a bitch. 863, what's going on, me?
King Ed, tell Peter to come here and meet my penis. Oh, my.
Jesus, trying to get Peter over here. People want Peter, I swear. And I know somebody was actually going to do art of Peter the Penguin. And another character I haven't heard from for a while. Where is Kendrick? Jeez. Anyways. I guess we could just do Penguin Graffiti instead. That would be fun. Anyways, 111, what's going on? Go and bomb Texas. Why don't you do that? Bomb Texas. Fuck you. I'm not going to bomb Texas, you Insta splicer. Eddie, chain called. Motherfucker. I did not chain call. We got 90 seconds. Listen, I'll give about a minute for a minute. I did not chain call Cleveland, you son of a bitch. I would never do such a thing. I would never force such a shitty meme. And, you know, I actually brought peace between Tiny Chat and Discord. Thank me for that. I'm possibly the greatest investigator in this whole fucking case. And I know for sure it's not me. I don't even know how to make multiple numbers. I mean, I tried with Google Plus for some reason. I don't know. It just doesn't allow me. Keemstar bombings? What, are you predicting the future for Friday the 13th or something? Like, for the Kansas City shit? Okay, all right. By the way, I've been to Kansas City. It's a nice city. Anyways, let's get to this other caller, 111. What's going on?
For a day. If I could be a nigger for a day, I could live my life the free and easy way. I'd take from Uncle Sam and let the white man pay. If I could be a nigger for a day.
I would be a nigger for a day. I would totally be a gay nigger faggot. Okay. Anyways, we're about to get to Penguin Graffiti, which is Peter's version of Radio Graffiti. Penguin Graffiti also being the same as Random Vandalism. Same thing with Internet Graffiti, hosted by Homer Bouvier, and Internet Vandalism, hosted by, what's his name? Pony Toast. So, without further ado, let's get Peter here. Hey, Peter.
What?
You want to take calls?
Yeah, I'll take calls today. I hope they're not trolls, though. I said they were chewing you, and you are getting angry. Anyways, we are in after show today, and we are going to do Penguin Graffiti,
where the penguins become penguins. You got to call. Oh, it's after show. You can't call in, but we got the callers in here. So without further ado, let's do it. Anyways. 3, 2, 3, Penguin Graffiti.
This is True Premium Radio.
True Premium Radio.
I am host Peter Penguin.
The badass of fapping to anime girls and fucking elves.
Give him an elf to have sex with or give him death.
I am a pretty!
Broadcasting from his skyline office studios in beautiful Polar Bear, Alaska, USA.
Pretty to witness!
And now, he'll take it from here. Your host, the Weeaboos of Weeaboos, the Perini they call.
Peter.
Oh, son of a bitch! I tell you, no, I'm not a pretty, you son of a bitch! No! How dare you! No!
862, Penguin with Phoebe.
Oh, Eddie, let's go to the anime convention. I mean, Peter, let's go to a Peter anime convention so we can invite some anime girls with baby buns.
Yeah, what? You can do the anime. I don't know. Yeah, mama's anime. Oh! But if you start putting anime around the internet, it's making me sick. It's making me sick. It's just sweet, Penguin Graffiti.
Red Snyder is a pony.
You stop! You stop mocking me, you son of a bitch! Red Snyder is not a pony! He's a human being! Whoa! How dare you! You make me mad. I swear, I will end broadcasting heartbeat.
In name of Ghosty Ghost. Anyways, when you on air today?
Yeah, but you can just an anime. I don't know. Yeah, mama's anime. Oh! But if you start putting anime around the internet, it makes...
It's scary, isn't it? Did I just say that, though? I thought I just did. That's scary.
But I sound more manly. Is that what I sound like now? Is my voice more manly?
I'm not a brownie furry. I have autism. No, I don't. I just have a brain defect.
I have bad brain. By the way, I'm old penguin. 19-year-old old penguin. I'm supposed to be dying this year, but we will see what will happen. I heard I could live for a long time. Peter, I don't have retardation.
You shut up!
323, Penguin with Phoebe.
Hey! You stop remixing!
I don't want to knock these down. Abby couldn't get mad. He's watching me. He's trying to hold in his laugh. It's true. What go on?
Oh, well, I can't wait for you to die so I clone you and make you into a gay penguin. It's so hot.
You are not giving me homosexual homos. I am a heterosexual. Where's my crotch? Oh, it's down there, between my legs. You go down, just stop it! It's a sweet wire.
That Snyder is Peter the Penguin.
Oh, no, no, that's not enough, but you don't have a... You stop it. You stop mocking me. Dan Snyder, Dan Snyder. Whoa, stop. Okay, 111, Penguin with Phoebe. Puke today. If I don't want puke again. I just 3-2-3. Penguin of Phoebe. Now, she saw that I was a quote degenerate brony, and she left me because she thought I was secretly a closet homosexual. Sadly, 863 Penguin with Phoebe.
That Snyder is a penguin.
Stop it! He's not a penguin, he's a human. And I'm not that Snyder! So stop! Bam! And don't mocking me! Stop it! Stop mock! 111, you on air. And don't stop mocking me! You bully me, you are all bullies! Where's my bully? Oh, bully! I have a Peter Popper, or a Peter Hecker shot. You shut up! You shut up! You shut up! 3-2-3, play with graffiti! Oh, you shut up! Peter the Penguin did. I did not do pizza kids. I did not touch my kids. Okay? I did not touch my kids. I did not touch any kids. Oh, Peter Jr., hi.
Hey, what kids did you touch?
I did not touch any!
I you did?
No, I did not. Go back to playpen.
I don't want to go back to your playpen, Daddy.
You go back and I'll kill you, too! Ouch. Oh, I love Peter Jr. Peter Jr. is the best. 862, you're on the herb.
Is it true all your kids have autism because your brain is full of autism? I want you to be...
No, it's not about autism! It's mental. I hit my head as a baby, and then I got smart, and then I get hit on my head second time after what I heard Palmer knock me down, and I hit hard head on grassy ground. Anyways, 863, Penguin Gothibi.
Hello there.
Wait. Santa Claus, is that you? Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
How are you doing?
You betcha, Santa Claus. You need to come back to the North Pole. You need to come back to the North Pole.
I don't live in North Pole. I came from the South Pole, not the North Pole.
No,
you know
I looked into your... I looked into your birth certificate, and you were born in the North Pole.
You mean I was raised by polar bear Santa?
Yes, you were born in the North Pole.
Oh my God, was I born in your workshop?
Repeat the question.
I said, was I born in your workshop?
Yes, you were.
So does this make me a magical talking penguin?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yes, thank you, Shampa. I will put you on mute. I was born in the North Pole. Peter. What? Your parents said you were born in the South Pole. I'm sure he's lying. And hey, your babies can talk? Hell, even your parents can. Well, I mean, one of them. Wait. Yeah, they could talk. Oh, by the way, they're dead.
No, they're dead?
Yeah, they died years ago, remember? You're an old penguin now.
No! I'm not dead!
Okay, I'm mostly hurt. You lie. No, they're not around. That's why I haven't seen them in so many years.
What?
I just saw them yesterday, last night.
No, that was a dream, I think. Because I didn't mention. They. I'm sorry.
Man. Oh, wait, Eddie Take 111. Hey, 111 has something to say to you, Abby.
Okay, I'll pick him up. 111, what's going on, man? I'd chain call Cleveland, you son of a bitch. I wouldn't do such a thing. I wouldn't force such a shitty meme. Thank me for that. Fuck you. Fuck you. Come on. Oh, look, somebody, a freaking Nazi penguin. He's not a Nazi.
I'm not a Nazi. You're a buoy.
But really, I did not. I just said that, but I. No, I said that I didn't do it. You made it sound like I did. How do you do those Insta splices? Jeez.
Damn, yeah.
Anyways, we got about 2 minutes left in the after show. I might go premium sometime this month or next month when I use my gift card on something else. So anyways, I want to thank you guys for listening to tonight's Soda Battle and random broadcast. Peter the Penguin will be here tomorrow. I will be asleep. Peter the Penguin will take care of the show. Actually, I'll advertise it for him, and then maybe we can – then I'll go to sleep. So – thank you, guys. I'll be, bye-bye now.